Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Angels bench coach Dino Ebel. Dino, Cameron Maybin had his best batting average of his career last year, but this year he's off to a slow start. What do you think it's going to take to get him back on track?
Well, recently he's been really good. He's been on a tear for us. He's been Mike put him in the leadoff spot because Yunel Escobar is on the disabled list, and he's taken off with that. He says he feels better. He just he's made some adjustments with his swing, hitting the ball the other way, and that's what he did all year last year with Detroit. So he's getting back to that swing now.
Cole Calhoun had a really good stretch in September last year, but then had that core muscle surgery. He's kind of off to a slow start, too. Is that maybe because he's still recovering from that?
I don't think so. Cole says he feels 100%. Trainers say he's 100%, but he's another guy that we're not worried about. He's going to hit, plays great defense in right field, and he had a couple days off now, so he's ready to go tonight.
Bud Norris, terrific story. You know, this guy has started most of his career, and when you had some unfortunate injuries, he's really stepped in as a closer. Why do you think Bud has been so successful, both from a mental and pitch selection perspective?
Well, Bud, you're right. He's come in here. He stepped up his game. We know we faced him when he was a starter with Houston and Baltimore. He really did good, really well against us. But he's a one inning plus guy, and he's throwing his cutter a lot. And he's throwing strikes, and he does pick, velocity 93 to 95 with a cutter, and that's what's successful with him right now. But he's been a great addition to this ball club.
When you see a guy like Matt Shoemaker and he goes through something like he did last year at Seattle, what do you think it took for him to rebound, especially from a mental perspective?
Well, you know what? You just said it. Mentally, he's one tough guy, and, he walked off the field off that injury last year. Nobody wanted to see that, but it hasn't fazed him. This guy, it's like nothing's ever happened. He's got a great mental approach. It's just part of the game. He doesn't think about it anymore, and he brings it every night. He's been really well for us the last few starts, so he's going to continue to do his job well.
Mike Trout, everybody talks about how amazing he is, but this year the strikeouts are even down a little bit, and he's swinging at more balls inside the zone, maybe chasing a little bit less, and when he does, he's getting great results. Have we not even seen the best of him yet?
You're right. This guy is scary, and it's a privilege for me to be on the bench and watching him play every night, and he just always finds a way to get better, and that's one thing he worked on this offseason is control the strike zone more, which he's showing, and the numbers are there for him.
Last one for you. Jesse Chavez has been a nice find for you guys as we do this interview. Four straight quality starts.
Absolutely. He's been the horse, and this guy is great in the clubhouse. He's a leader. He's bringing it every 5 days when he's on the mound. And we saw him on the other side. We loved him. And he's doing exactly what we thought he was going to do. And he says he feels good. He looks good. And he's keeping the ball down, mixing his pitches well. And he got off to a great start.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time.
You got it. Thanks.